You're listening to SBS News.
Dementia is a disease usually associated with the elderly, but Greg Kelly was diagnosed at age 59 when he had a brain scan and the doctor delivered the news.
He was able to show me on the screen, there is your frontal lobes and they're getting eaten away. And go away and get your affairs in order, Greg Kelly, because this is a terminal illness worldwide. The average is 6 or 8 years. Oh, by the way, it's the second highest killer in Australia. What? Why doesn't people know about this?
His wife of 20 years, Janet, says the unknown is the hardest concept to grapple with.
We don't really know how quickly this disease is going to progress with Greg. So we don't really know what is where the future will take us.
Over time, Greg's illness worsened, affecting his moods, speech and self-identity. There were even bouts of aggressive behaviour that took a painful toll on his relationship with Janet.
The Greg that I have known for 20 years and the Greg that he's been my partner, we're married, that Greg, a great percentage of that man has gone.
For the time they had left, Janet wanted the best quality of life for her partner. So they went to Denmark to discover a unique alternative.
Hello. Hi. And welcome.
Fine, thank you.
It's a village where every patient has dementia. 2 hours' drive from Copenhagen live 125 residents, all living with the disease. They're aged 45 to 99 years old and live relatively normal lives. The main building is complete with a shopping strip and a hairdresser, and as director Annette Sobey explains, all staff are specifically trained in dementia care.
And we have about 120 caregivers or staff members all together, and then we have about 30 volunteers.
It's part of Denmark's national dementia strategy, with the goal of making the whole country dementia-friendly. They've invested €63 million into developing programs and facilities to ensure people from all backgrounds can live a dignified life.
Dementia Town in Svendborg is for everybody. It's not only for rich persons, it's for everybody. It's the same rent they pay as they did before. It's not the more expensive for residents, but they pay a rent just like you do when you live in a flat in another place.
In Australia, younger onset dementia care is rare and can be costly. Staff are also often undertrained and don't have dementia expertise, despite just over half of the residents they care for having it. Health and ageing expert from the University of Sydney, Lee Fay Low, says changes are needed.
Certainly there's much room for improvement, and if you have younger onset dementia, it's much more difficult to get a service than if you were an older person with dementia.
With a lack of dedicated care facilities, it often means patients end up in nursing homes for the elderly. The idea angered Greg.
We are not elderly, so don't put us into these homes, right, and think that everything's going to go okay, because we are not elderly.
But there is change on the horizon. The first dementia village is set to open in Tasmania in the next 12 months, which could offer people like Greg and their families a better quality of life. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.